Shalom, his brother Zakaria from the Israelite Report podcast. I want to start off saying all praises due to Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing his truth and sincerity. I am just a man, and without the Most High power, I'm nothing. And that's why I pray daily that the Lord order my steps in his ways. Even though I go off, you know, may commit sins without even realizing I'm doing it, or even being, you know, aware or conscious of it. But yet I pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness. And I pray that he carry me through these lasting evil days, man, because things are getting real ugly. And you can see it's all building up to its climax. That's why I'm always telling brothers to, you know, remember the Lord in all your ways, man, and everything you do, remember the Lord. Because now is not the time to get caught up in this world. If you listen to me, listen to this podcast, you know that I constantly say that. Because it's not given to the swift nor the strong, but he that endureth to the end. And he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved, right? So with that in mind, you got to keep this thought in your head. Unlike the Christian church, you got to keep this thought in your head that you're not saved yet. Christian church will tell you you're already saved. That's a lie. Scriptures tell you, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So we got to endure to the end. And with that being said, I'm getting to some news and prophecy. Got this from the Gateway Pundit. Ultra-conservative publication called the Gateway Pundit. As you know, there's this big divide in Esau's kingdom between the so-called liberals and conservatives. So you got this Democrat here. what's her name? New York Governor Kathy Hochul. I think that's how you say her name. She told Trump supporters to jump on a bus and head down to Florida, where you belong. Now, why did I bring that up? I brought that up because it's showing the divide in this kingdom, right? It's showing the divide, but also it's showing you that things are speeding up in the sense where you can see a civil war coming, right? And all in the media, they've been hyping up a civil war. So, this is pre-programming, and you better believe they're going to pull some kind of staged event to get Jake riled up. They want to get Esau riled up. They want to get these political parties riled up. And basically, what they want is they want chaos in the streets so they can bring order. They have an excuse to bring order. And that's all by design, because that's setting up the beast system. That's all a part of the beast system. All right? Order out of chaos is a part of the beast system. Chaos is used as a tool, all right, to justify bringing order. Draconian laws. It's just like with the pandemic, you had the virus spreading, they say, and that was used as a reason, as an excuse to bring about the pop shot, right? And you saw how that went. They pushed the mandates, and you better take it. If you don't, you don't go to work. And you don't get to go to the movies. You don't get to go to the restaurant. You don't get to take your woman out no more, you know? So, yeah, that's how these devils get down. And it wasn't just Esau. Jake was in that too. You know, you got Jake politicians also. And they was all about it. But what did that do? That further divided this kingdom. Because you had the left putting hell on the right. Because the right, you got these ultra-Christian conservatives, and they don't believe in that, right? They don't believe in forced jabbing, right? They don't believe in that. They go against that. So the elites, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And it's working. It's working. And it's working because the Lord is making it work. The Lord is who gave them the idea in the first place. The scriptures tell you that the deceived and the deceiver are his. Okay. So in his article, it says New York Governor Kathy Hochul last week told Trump supporters to go to hell or get the hell out of New York. It says, we're here to stay to, excuse me, we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, I think it says Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong. Get out of town. So what she's doing is she's promoting division, right? Because it's supposed to be the United States. But she's saying, get the hell out of my city. Get out of New York. You know, get out of my state. You know, go to where the conservatives are. So what's happening is, and it's not just on the left, it's on the right too. They're calling for civil war. They're saying, I shouldn't say that they're calling for it. I'm saying that they're basically promoting this idea of division. All right? They're promoting this idea of division. And these are signs of the times that we're living in. You know? Whenever a kingdom is divided like that, you know it's going to fall. There's that old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. How did they conquer the Native Americans? They divided them. How did they divide them? They divided them by giving them fake news, propaganda. They would go to one chief, tell them that the other tribe is plotting war. Then the next thing you know, they hitting the war drum, right? And they're ready to go to war. And then they go to the other tribe, tell them the same thing. Next thing you know, they're fighting against each other. Same old trick, man. There's nothing new under the sun. But this time, Esau is doing it to himself because the Lord put it in his spirit to do it. The Lord put it in his spirit to do exactly what he's doing. So it's a beautiful thing, man. We just got to stay prayed up and keep our faith in Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shah. Stand fast, you know, continue to believe in his word, because his word never goes out void. His word never goes out void. Okay? Never, ever, ever. And that's just something that you have to keep in mind, even when you're teaching, that you don't know who's going to hear it. Who's going to hear it and actually take heed? You never know. You never know. So as you also can see a lot in the news, you have a lot of talk about the beast system as a whole, right? I did a quick little thing on the this news right here. I'll go over it again right quick. It says the World Economic Forum suggests that there is rationale. The Economic Forum suggests there are rational reasons to microchip your child. All right. So they're coming right on out with this thing. It's no longer hidden. They're not trying to hide what they're doing. They're telling you straight up. There's no more denying this thing. There's no more denying this. There's no more excuses for anybody. There's no more excuses for anybody at this point, because everybody's hearing about this beast system that they're bringing out. And it says here, this is from Reclaim the Net. It says the latest highly controversial technology / policy that the World Economic Forum has set out to normalize is the idea of implanting tracking chips into humans. I go over this over and over again. Remember back in the day when you would barely hardly hear about this? Now it's in mainstream media. Let me see if I can get to the point. See if I can find it here. They're trying to make it, basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it a, they're trying to make it to the point where it's normalized, right? And what they're going to do when they roll out this thing, they're going to make you look crazy. Remember during the rollout of the pop shot, and they basically made it look like anyone that didn't take the pop shot was crazy, like there was something wrong with you. Like, oh my God, you didn't take your pop shot yet? What's wrong with you? Well, that's how it's going to be when they roll out this chip, but it's going to be on steroids. It's going to be even worse because you literally will not be able to buy or sell. Okay? It's basically, you know, in this article, they're basically saying, I'm going to get this part right here. It says, the WEF makes a case that implanting chips into children could be viewed by parents as a solid, rational move. All of this crops up in a blog post on the organization's website dedicated to the future of augmented reality and what is referred to as an augmented society. So the devil's coming down with great wrath, man. You know, playtime is over. But that's just real quick. I have another article here that I wanted to get. This is more proof that this place is being divided. See if I can pull it up. Yeah, man, it's getting really, really, really close. You know, it's getting really, really close. This guy here, former head of CIA, he says Republicans are more dangerous than ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This coming from PJ Media, says General Michael Hayden, the former head of the CIA and NSA, believes that you, dear readers, are more dangerous than ISIS, ISIS, the communists, China, more dangerous than North Korea. So all of this is happening at the same time. This guy is basically causing a political divide. But that's ultimately the spirit of the Lord that's on him, making him do it. On the left-hand side. Now, I want you to think about that. When have you ever seen that in this country? You've never seen nothing like this, man. You know? You've never seen nothing like this. And he's a former, he's a retired Air Force general. He made the suggestion that this guy, Trumpy, should be executed. This is, again, it's coming from PJ Media. PJ Media, this guy, Paul Joseph Watson, he's a big time conservative, guess you can say blogger, right? He owns his website, I believe. But when have you ever heard of this type of talk? When have you ever heard this type of talk? Things are real serious, you know, and I'm laughing, but at the same time, I'm only laughing because I know that the Spirit of the Lord is making this happen. And because I know that, I have a comfort, you know, I have a comfort. And through tests and trials and going through some things, you know, you learn to trust in the Lord and not trust in man. And that's where a lot of people are going to get in trouble, because they're going to be looking for Esau for help. And then the scriptures tell you, woe unto him that go down to Esau for help. Excuse me. Woe unto, well, that was a slip of the tongue, but woe unto him that go down to Egypt for help, and which was basically the same thing, because this is the new Egypt. So that was, hey, Rakatah Yahweh by Shemi Avashah, that was, you know, that was the spirit. Because that's exactly what Jake is going to do in that time of trouble, because they're not going to know the Lord. You got Jake that are now talking about they atheists, you know? They don't believe in no power. They believe they are the power, and that's it. And technically, we are gods, but there's an ultimate power. And they don't want to recognize that. They think that they're the power. And then these women are even crazier, because they don't recognize the man or the Most High. So everybody done lost their damn mind, and you wonder why this place got to go. It says here in Isaiah, I'm going to get Isaiah 55 and 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. All right. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. All right. Because now is the time to get it right. We rehearse the righteous acts. We want the Lord to find us doing. Right. Now that you know these things, right? Well, the question is, did you warn the people? Did you sound the alarm? That's the question. Did you warn the people? Did you sound the alarm? We're basically getting the blood off of our hands by teaching and preaching his word. Okay? They can't say we didn't warn them. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our power, for he will abundantly pardon. All right, so we're looking for the Lord to pardon us, because I started off by saying, I know I'm just a man. Right? And in this flesh, I'm wicked as hell. What's the difference? The difference is I acknowledge my problems. I acknowledge my sin. I acknowledge the fact that I go off. I don't try to beat my chest and be over righteous. I don't walk around saying I don't believe in the Most High. You know, I don't try to side with this kingdom. I don't put my woman over the word. You know, I lost women because of this word. But you know what? That's fine. This word is my real wife. I had a chick that used to make fun of me for it, you know. That's a long story, but yeah, that's, you know, that comes with it. People look at you like you're crazy. I say that all the time. People don't understand you. You don't want to get involved in their foolishness and their wickedness. You're not eating their abominable foods, you know. People look at you like you're crazy, man. But that's all right. That's all right. You got to study to make your calling and election sure. All right. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You know, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Right. And to our power, Yahweh, for he will abundantly pardon. That's good news. That's good news. Now is the time, man. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Eighth verse says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now, I always have to keep that in remembrance. Because even though you fast, you pray, you watch, you watch the news and you keep up with prophecy and the times that we're in and everything like that, you still can get caught up in your own emotions and start to think, try to think for yourself, you know? And, you know, I just throw it up, man. I throw my hands up and say, look, I let the Lord guide me, man, because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I have no idea. Things change, man, especially if you're a man of the Lord. There's certain things that you might want, the Lord might not give it to you. You know, he might take things away from you. That happens, man. That comes along with this walk. And what I learned through tests and trials, I've learned over the years that a lot of that stuff that I wanted, I didn't need, and I didn't understand why I didn't need it at the time. Right? And it'd be simple stuff too, because I'm not a person that really wants a whole lot. I don't really even want that much. Really, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I really want is people to leave me the hell alone. I like to be to myself, man. I'm an introvert. And but there's certain things I would want, and the Lord wouldn't give it to me. And I'd be like, damn, I get in the spirit, I'd be like, yo, am I going off? You know, did I do something wrong? Because, you know, the demons be in your head. But then later on, I look back and I find out, damn, I'm glad I didn't get that. Especially when the pandemic hit, because that was the time when people had to drop everything, man. You know? And how much more so will that be in that day when they start rolling out that RFID chip? If you holding on to something, if you holding on your woman, because you brothers, man, y'all going to really be tested with your woman, man, because you're going to be in the spirit talking about, man, I'm not taking that chip. The hell with that. And they're going to be, look, the media are going to be saying, anybody that doesn't take this chip is a terrorist. Anybody that doesn't take this chip is a right-wing, neo-fascist Nazi. They're going to be putting all types of labels on you. Okay? Gonna have all kinds of types of staged events, false flags, and everything else. And they're going to try to lump you up with that, especially the men of the Lord. They're going to try to lump us up with these so-called bad actors. I'll say that. Right? You're going to get all types of labels. And your woman going to be looking at you, brother. Are you ready to deal with that? She's going to be looking at you. Don't you know we got kids? You trying to live off the grid? If you don't get yourself together, I'm leaving. I can do bad all by myself. And more than likely, your woman going to take that chip. And she going to be looking at you like you a piece of shit. Excuse my language, but I got to be blunt. This is what you're going to go through. I'm telling you beforehand. Your woman going to look at you like you ain't shit. She look at you like you ain't shit now. And you might be halfway doing okay in this society. You know, might have you a good government job or just a good job in general. And she still look at you like you ain't shit. How much more so when they roll out that chip and you say you're not taking it and you're going to be cut off from society. Meanwhile, she going to have a damn chip and she's going to be going on along with the system looking at you like you are a complete bum ass nigga. Piece of shit. Can't get yourself together. That's something you're going to have to take into consideration. I say take it in consideration right now and be prepared, because the time is at hand. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Don't be waiting until it's implemented and then you try to get yourself together. Don't wait until they roll out the chip. Don't be one of them niggas that sit there and say, well, let me see what they're going to do first. You know what they're going to do. The World Economic Forum is telling you they want to implant you and your kids. Now, they're telling you that now. So you can imagine what it's going to be like a year from now. If they're telling you that in 2022, imagine what 2023, this thing could be, right? It could be here. You know, we might be living in the last days of what so-called freedom is. You know, so-called freedom, where you're able to go to the store, you know, you got a couple of dollars in your pocket. You know, I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw somebody, a major blogger on YouTube was saying that Starbucks is already saying they're not taking cash no more. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Now. Like right now, right now. That's an inside joke. But it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is the 8th verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Saith the Lord, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Look, the Lord had me in position not to lose, and I didn't know it. I thought I was losing. I thought I was losing. Everyone was looking. This is a true story. I'm telling y'all the facts. People were looking at me like I was a bum ass nigga and I wanted to do this and do that. And I was like, damn, man. I was like, yo, am I going off? You know, because this was in the early days when I just found out about the truth and the Lord was putting hell on me, but I didn't understand why, right? He was preparing me for this day. And I was like, damn, am I going off? Something wrong? You know, damn. But his ways are not our ways, man. It says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. So it shall not return unto me void, right? His word don't go out void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. All right? So wherever the Lord is, you know, which is everywhere. All right. And that's the problem that Esau is. That's the problem that Esau is facing. But I'm saying wherever the Lord is, right, because you got to think the Lord is everywhere. He sees everything. He is the existing one. He that exists. He that is. He to be. Yahweh. Right. Israelites are spread across the four corners of the earth. And we're going to be delivered. Those that have faith and believe in the word and ultimately the elect. Esau's problem is he wants to be the Most High. And he can't. So he got his technology and he wants to be everywhere. Like the Most High. Like I said, wherever the Most High is, that's where Esau want to be. He want to be like the Most High. That's it. That's his thought. The Lord gave him a strong delusion. That's a hell of a delusion to have. To think you can compete with the Most High. That is one hell of a delusion. But yet they have that delusion, man. It's there. It's there, man. And like I said, it's a beautiful thing. Matter of fact, let me get this right quick. This is from this blog called The Second Smartest Guy in the World. It says, the World Economic Forum proposes sound waves for mind control in 2018, then deletes their pages. So basically what they did was they put up this article, and then they deleted the pages once these people started calling them out on it. Because, you know, the Lord has these, even these Edomites set up to watch out these things, right? So that they can report it, and ultimately it's so it could get back to the men of the Lord so we can warn the flock. Okay? That's how the Lord do it. These Edomites be wanting to protect their country and protect their rights and protect their freedom. So the Lord set them up to be in that spirit so that the word could come back to us. You know, they can tell, they can reveal Esau's secrets, right? And then we can sound the alarm, all right? It says the WEF is truly one of the most pernicious entities that have ever graced this planet. Says in 2018, they published an article entitled Mind Control Using Sound Waves. We asked a scientist how it works. Of course, it was scrubbed from their site, but thanks to the Wayback Machine, we have the evidence of their technocratic depravity. So, the article is kind of like a little rant. They're going off. They're going off on these Esau elites of Edom, right? So anyway, they want sound waves that can mess with your mind. And then they try to delete it, but these Edomites went and dug it up. So Esau, the Lord is using Esau to expose Esau. I love it when I see this, man. It's a beautiful thing. You know, this is beautiful. Most High is using Esau to expose Esau. It don't get no realer than that. You know? I want to get the book of Obadiah right quick. I'm not even going to go through the whole thing. But I just wanted to get this part right here. It says, the pride of thine heart have deceived thee. This is talking about Esau, Edom. The pride of thine heart have deceived thee. It's been a long time since I read Obadiah. It used to be like my favorite book, one of my favorites. Man, I used to even show my dad the book of Obadiah. He used to be like, man, you know, he's like, wow, that's deep. Because Christians don't go into the book of Obadiah, you know. It says, the pride of thine heart have deceived thee. He made you think that you are the Most High, or you can be like unto the Most High. It says, thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? You telling me that this ain't, man, come on, man. You know who they talking about. Who else you know? Who else you know has that much pride? Because one thing about a nigga, Jake will be prideful as hell until the Most High jack him up, and then he'll have what's called a moment of truth, a moment of realization. And even if he fake it for a little bit, he'll come down low. And then afterwards, he might get his pride back and be all puffed up. But while he going through what he going through, he going to remember the Lord. That's when Jake want to go to church. You know, had a pastor pray over him. You know, get baptized in the water or whatever. Talking about Jake out there in the world. We men of the Lord, we repent. You know, scriptures say righteous man falleth seven times, seven meaning completion, right? Seven's that number. Okay. But the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwelleth in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Says, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, Rome had the eagle, America's got the eagle. All right, and the eagle is a proud bird. You look at the eagle has a proud look, you know. It says, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. So the third verse is asking the question, you know, because Esau in his heart is puffed up with pride, and it says, who shall bring me down to the ground? But the fourth verse answers the question. It says, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, you know, he got his space program, and he's got his Air Force and Space Force and everything else, though thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. All right. It says, I'm going to skip down to the sixth verse. It says, how are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him, and the Most High has deceived Esau so bad. Strong delusion. Shall I not say in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men? The wise men of Edom, which is ultimately the elites, Amalek, these elites, is going to destroy the wise men. Right? You say, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the Mount of Esau. It says, and thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the Mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. That don't sound good, do it? That don't sound like sweet Jesus coming back with little baby angels. No. Lord's coming back for war. It says, for thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come back. I feel like that was a good way to cut that one off. And I'm going to come back. You're listening to the Israelite Report podcast with Brother Zakaria, IsraeliteReport.com, IsraeliteReport.net, news and prophecy for the hopeful elect. All right, Shalom, Brother Zakaria. First and foremost, I want to say all praises due Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing truth and sincerity. News and prophecy, things going on as usual. You know, and the Spirit has just been on me to, you know, this week. It's just thinking about how this place just isn't what it used to be. And it just seems like so much has changed, especially over the past 2.5 years. So much has changed. Nothing feels the same anymore. But a lot of that is Esau being exposed. A lot of whistleblowers, people bringing out information, even Edomites bringing out information on this corrupt, wicked system. And that's Esau being made bare, like the scriptures say. And that one always comes to mind, especially in these times that we're living in now. Every day, Esau is being exposed more and more. So I just think that that's, the Lord has put the Spirit on these low-level Edomites to expose their own system. And the world is watching, and people are waking up to Esau's BS in his media, polls have shown that people don't trust the media anymore. They don't trust the news. They don't trust their politicians. They don't trust anything. And these are signs of the times that we're living in. And it's a beautiful thing. But we got to hunker down, buckle down. Know that it's going to be a bumpy road, man. It's going to be a bumpy ride. So our faith has got to be increased, sharpened, man. Things are going to get ugly. You know, it's going to get really, really ugly. So as much as we love seeing his kingdom go down, just understand it's going to be a bumpy ride. Okay. Got this article here from Summit News, summit.news. It says, UK government says energy executives in the UK have warned the government that the country faces the prospect of mass civil unrest as a result of people being unable to afford their heating and electricity bills this winter. And again, this is coming from summit.news. And they're preparing for civil unrest. And I've been hearing a lot. There's been a lot in the mainstream media and also alternative media about civil unrest. And these different governments are preparing for big protests. And it's just something that is almost like a foregone conclusion at this point. Excuse me. That not just here in America, but around the world, they're preparing for a lot of riots and upheavals. You know, they know that the people, whenever this thing crashes, and it's going to crash, the people are going to be pissed. People are going to be pissed. And, you know, you have a lot going on because they got to crash the dollar completely in order to bring in this digital system. And that's going to happen all over the world. But these different governments are preparing and bracing because as they try to bring in their so-called New World Order system, they got to collapse this system. Okay, that we're supposedly currently in right now. And that's going to piss a lot of people off, you know. So it says in his article from summit.news, energy executives in the UK have warned the government that the country faces the prospect of mass civil unrest as a result of people being unable to afford their heating and electricity bills this winter. It says the government is being asked to approve radical CV COVID-style bailouts for small businesses, which face total ruination as a result of soaring energy costs. It says energy company bosses have warned ministers they fear civil unrest if nothing is done to cushion the blow of rising bills. That was what was reported by the Telegraph. Says that people are refusing to pay their bills. And social disorder is on the horizon. All right. That's what Tom Scott, this campaigner, Tom Scott said. He's telling people to refuse to pay their bills. So these are things that are just piling up and piling up. Oh, and another thing is coming out now about the pop shot, you know, the jump shot, the jabby jab. It's coming out that it's hitting the mainstream media that it was unsafe. So now they're trying to say to this guy, Trump, forced the FDA to push it through. So now that these negative reports are coming out, now they're shifting the blame over to him. After a year of mandates and threatening people that they won't be able to go into restaurants without a vax card, and they won't be able to go to work unless they've proven that they're fully jabbed up. Now they're switching the narrative and they're like, oh shit, all this information is coming out. So now they're switching it up and they're going to say, well, Trump forced us to push this thing. Or he not pushed it, but he pushed it through the FDA. So, you know, again, a divided kingdom, a kingdom that's divided cannot stand. All right. And so you're going to have people that are pissed off about that. You imagine how many people took that thing thinking that it was supposedly what they would call safe and effective. And now they find out there's all kinds of things in it, you know, harmful things in it. There's going to be a lot of pissed off people, man. A lot of pissed off people, especially the people that didn't want to take it in the first place. It's going to be a lot of pissed off people. So, yeah, they're bracing for civil unrest as they collapse the world's economy so they can bring about that beast system, the real beast system that they want for full control. But Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's why you're going to see all these upheavals in these riots and everything else, civil unrest, they're saying mass civil unrest. All right. And that's coming to America, too. All right. Their intent is to completely collapse the society. I believe it was, what was this guy's name? Zbigniew Brzezinski, who said, I believe the book was called The Grand Chessboard. He said something along the lines of, and I'm roughly paraphrasing, but he said something like America would be the world's first and last true superpower and that it would collapse into a new world order. So they built America up to be the superpower that it became with the intentions of collapsing it at some point and bringing about a new world order. Right? And they even called America the new world. You got the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. Okay? It's the eagle, you know, same eagle that Rome carried, right? That's the symbol. I wanted to get this here. Let me get Isaiah 24:1. It says, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste and turneth it upside down and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. All right. And the Most High is flipping everything upside down. He has made Esau bare. So you can imagine, it, people would already be pissed if society collapsed, the economy collapsed. But they're going to be even more pissed now because all this information is coming out and they're finding out that they've been lied to and it's been orchestrated and it's been a controlled demolition. So you have these two things working simultaneously. It says, and it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with the mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word, and the Lord's word is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. The Lord has flipped everything upside down. And if you look at it, everything is upside down. You know, even with the alphabet community thing, the Lord is making it known that this is modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. This is modern day Babylon. This is Babylon the Great. This is modern day Rome. You know, and those that can see it can see it. But a lot of people can't see it because they're sleepwalking. You know, the Lord has them in a coma. Because ultimately, the Lord got to wake you up. It's only for the elect. It's only for the elect. The regular, everyday Joe Schmo doofus face ain't going to see it. The Lord don't want them to see it. You know, he smite them with madness. And they get into all of this foolishness, man. They're more concerned about, you know, how their car look to the females or whatever, and, you know, making sure that they stay in with whatever new bullshit then came out, whatever new fashion or whatever. Listen, man, the day gonna come when none of that shit gonna matter. These people are in for a rude awakening, man. And I say that because they're asleep. They are asleep. Psalms 49 and 11. The inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever. They really believe that. But let me get back to this. It says, the earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languishes and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. And these people with their pride and their arrogance and their haughtiness, they're going to languish, man. They're going to mourn. They're going to mourn. Because when this society collapse and all hell break loose, these people don't have faith in Yahweh B'Hashem Yahweh Shah. Right? They don't have faith. They don't have nothing to turn to. They believe in this system. So when this system fails them, what do they have left? I've lost a lot over the years. Lost friends, lost women. You know, people look at me like I'm crazy. I've lost a lot. But you know what? I have faith in Yahweh B'Hashem Yahweh Shah. So I gained wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's a balance. Right? That's the balance. And it says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Right? So there's balance. But these people, when this system collapses around them and they start losing everything, they're going to bug the hell out because they're not going to have nothing to stand on. They build their house on sand. And not solid ground. They didn't build their house upon the rock. They built their house upon sand. The cares of this world is sand. It's quicksand at that. Right? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. The love of the world. Any man that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world. There's nothing in this world to love, man. This world is really over. When you think about it, when you really want to get deep, like spiritually deep, this world is really over. You know, even Edomites will tell you that. There's certain Edomites that have that understanding. They know that this world is over. Now, they might go into the scriptures and do the breakdowns of off and wrong. But they know this society is dead. It's over. Matter of fact, most of your whistleblowers are Edomites. Some of them could be Jake. But, you know, I'm just saying. But Jake himself is just stupid, man. Sodish people, man. People suffer for a lack of knowledge. It says the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws. And ultimately, that's what it come back to. You know, breaking the laws of the Most High, because the laws are supposed to sustain you and maintain you, right? Discipline you. Says, they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Now, people continue to break the covenant, transgress the laws. Says, therefore, have the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languishes. All the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of Tabriz ceases. The noise of them that rejoice endeth. The joy of the harp ceases. So the thing is that everything has come to a complete end, shutdown. But these people don't realize it. They haven't figured it out yet. And that's why they're going to get caught unaware of what's happening. They're not preparing their mind. They're not preparing their heart, their spirit. Everything ceased already. This is what I mean when I say this world is already ended. If you want to get deep spiritually, it's already done. We're just waiting for the fulfillment of, you know, basically that MOTB, World War III. People are leaving America. People that used to come to America for a better life, they're going back home. A lot of people are going back home. They're leaving because this place is rotten. You know, they call New York the Big Apple. Well, it's the rotten apple now. A lot of people are seeing this thing for what it is. Maybe not completely like the men of the Lord, but they're seeing that this place ain't it. It's not what it used to be. It says, they shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. Yeah, and there's a lot of bitterness. That's why it's a lot of killing. People are waxing worse and worse. Mothers don't care for their children anymore. All these abortions and sacrifices to Moloch. Says, the city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in. Says, there is a crying for wine in the streets. And they're crying for wine like they're crying for happiness. They're crying for joy. They want something to feel good about. That's why these people are taking drugs, getting drunk as hell, but mostly taking drugs, whether over the counter or under the counter. They just want to feel high. They just want to feel free. They want to feel, like the good times again. You know, they want to feel the good times again. Like in that movie, was it Monster Ball with this harlot? What's her name? Halle Berry. She told the Edomite dude, I just want you to make me feel good. That's how these people, they're in that Halle Berry state of mind. They just want to feel good again. They don't want to think about their problems and more problems to come. It says, there's a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. The mirth of the land is gone. All right, it's just not the same anymore. That old feeling is just not the same no more. Like, it, I think there's a song that says, I want that old thing back. You're not getting it back. You're not gonna build back better. Right? And they know that. Because they're setting it up for a collapse anyway. It says, in the city is left, excuse me, and the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. I mean, that's self-explanatory. It says, when thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of the olive tree, of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes with the vintage, when the vintage is done. They're shaking at the olive tree. They're trying to get whatever they can get, you know, whatever they can get left. People are desperate, man. They're shaking at the olive tree. They're gleaning at the grapes, But they're trying to get whatever they can get off of this American tree. And that's happening all over the world. There's been all kinds of upheavals and uprisings. Sri Lanka, I believe they overthrew their government. I mean, it's been happening all over the place. During the lockdowns, you had major protests. But you're going to see those again. Those were preludes to what's to come. It says, they shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord, Yahweh of Israel, in the isles of the sea. And that's what is needed. That's what you're going to need to do. And you need to start doing that right now. Because things are going to get really, really nasty really, really soon. I have this saying, and I piss people off when I say it. But this ain't 2008 no more. And some people don't understand what I mean when I say it. But, you know, when we had the recession and the housing, housing crash of 2007, 2008, you know, they had this nigga Obama come rolling his big-headed ass in there, promising hope and change. And what that did was that kept the people from uprising and overthrowing the government. Even though he was full of shit, it still gave people hope. And that was the point. He literally ran on hope. They call it hopium, right? Like hopium, right? It was a drug. They were all celebrating and crying. They finally got a nigga in the White House. Niggas felt good for a moment. He was promising all this healthcare shit. Spoke good. Not only did they go and get them a nigga, but they got them a nigga that spoke well. So, you know, black people are simple. You know, they see that, they lose their damn mind. Oh, we got us somebody that can represent the community. Came in pretending like he was some goddamn community activist, and they fell for the shit. There were people that were literally falling out and crying and shit. That shows you how strong Esau's witchcraft is. They didn't do no research into this guy. They did no background check. Old Jake's talking about, I don't care what he done did in his past. I just know he a black man like me. All I know is that he a black man like me. Black stupid niggas. That's why 2/3 of our people got to be destroyed. They got to come back in the next life, you know, in the kingdom. And they'll have their mind right. But on this side, man, they got to go. Our people are just so simple. They're just so simple. Sottish people, man. Wise to do wickedness. Wise to do evil. They become more wicked than the wicked. Just stupid. So anyway, I have this saying that this ain't 2008 no more. Meaning you're not going to have your hopium. Your yes, you can. Yes, we can. Or whatever that shit was he was running on. That shit is dead. It's over. Only way we're going to get through this is to turn our hearts, mind, in our spirit, back to Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah, lest we be destroyed with the 2/3. Scriptures say the prize is at the end. It wasn't given to the swift nor the strong, but he that endured to the end. The prize is at the end. It's not given to the swift nor the strong, but he that endureth to the end. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved.